Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Charles Lovejoy, CharlesLovejoy, date of service 1/12/2023. Oh, sorry, date of service is 3/30/2000. Is the date of service. Charles Lovejoy, date of birth 4/23/1979, date of accident 10/6/2020. The patient is here for a follow-up visit. He was last seen on 1/12/2023. And he complains of ongoing pain in the lower back, mid-back, and the neck area, although the neck pain and upper back pain are completely gone. He also has reported that he gets moody, anxious, angry, panicky, sleep is affected, and pain varies from 3 to 7. Shooting pain to the left buttock and the right buttock and right leg posteriorly, as numbness and tingling are reported. Some pain in the lower back is the main issue that is a result of a herniated disc as a result of automobile accident that the patient had on 10/6/2020. In this accident, the patient reported that he was T-boned on a passenger side as a resident driver, leading to head injury, loss of balance, loss of memory, lack of focus, and a pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, is shooting to the left arm and left thigh, left leg. The patient has improvement up to 50% so far with all the treatment that he has received. He has received around 6 or 7 epidural injections and 3 sets of sacroiliac joint injections. The patient reports that the enjoyment of life is 8 in ADLs, mood is 7, and work is 6. The rest of the ADLs are not gravely affected. In the system review, neurology and psych, patient reports difficulty sleeping, positive symptoms, fatigue, tension, weakness, lack of concentration, anxiety. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness on the right, and decreased range of motion. And nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, and in the left shoulder pain, actually, not the right. Rest of the symptomatology, GI, GU, respiratory are negative. No additional issues, no additional changes, no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization. Patient reports weight gain in last 1 month, few pounds, no other trauma. Current pain medication is Xanax and Tylenol codeine. Substance abuse, marijuana is being used. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure 135 over 94, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 1/12/2023, dictation number 0113-038. And diagnosis will remain the same. Plan is, the patient has been advised that he has choices to make. First is to possibly continue some more therapy with a laser treatment. Acupuncture has been discussed with him. Addition of chiropractic treatment has been discussed with the patient. Referral to neurosurgery was discussed and patient accepted to go there. The patient also has been advised to see a primary care physician, Dr. Chris. He's been provided with a Onlux photobiomodulation infrared device to be helped. And we need to continue his counseling and neuropsych therapy. Patient is advised that if he considers that if the epidural injections are working, he is welcome to return back and then for another last injection that can be provided to him to bring relief. On physical examination, please mention that the sacroiliac joint, patient was complaining of pain in the left sacroiliac joint, but it was not tender, and the Faber test and the Gonsalon test were found negative today. Thank you. Patient will be seen in 30 days for regular visit, and then will be seen in next week for injection if he would like to come.